I believe Jim Scanlon is with us outside the Beaver locker room. Jim, you guys had a really, really, really good start there to that game. What was the key offensively in the first 15 minutes or so for you?
Schultz. I thought we had a great start. You know, we did the things we wanted to do. We got pucks deep. We got pucks past our defensemen. We were active on the blue line, keeping pucks in. Did a good job coming down the wall. A lot of that led to some good zone time. I think we had three breakaways that period and didn't get any of them. Get any one of them, and that it's a different game. But credit St. Cloud. They certainly made some adjustments. I thought they gained some momentum at the end of the first period. And, 91 made some really nice individual plays, and that was the difference.
She certainly did. They looked like a team that hadn't played in a couple of weeks and were kicking off a little bit of rust and got better as the game progressed.
Yeah, no doubt. No doubt.
There were so many odd man rushes in this game. What is the key in your mind to converting on those? Just reading when to shoot and when to pass.
Yeah, exactly. We threw a couple passes, and I don't know if it was just not in the wheelhouse. We never got, I think a couple, we didn't get them on net. It's 2-on-1, and we just didn't execute. That's a frustrating thing. Here it's game 23, whatever, and, those are plays you got to make. We had some other ones we just misfired. And there's opportunities. We have a chance to step out. Don't realize we have all sorts of time and space, and we try to wrap it from below the goal line extended when we could have walked out front. We had another 3-on-2 where we had all sorts of time. If we just take our time, and again, we're going to get a good shot, but we kind of one-time it off our back foot and don't get anything on it. It was just those little things. It was frustrating.
You get 38 shots and only get one goal. That's got to be frustrating too. But I thought, once you pulled Kerrigan, that extra attacker situation there, other than just a couple of maybe bad bounces, I thought you were probably doing what you wanted to do, right?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. You want to get pucks to the net. We were trying to create traffic. I think one thing we didn't do well tonight, Schultz, is we didn't get many second opportunities. We didn't get many rebound opportunities. And that's, again, we got to go to that those gritty areas. We got to go to those dirty areas and take our eyes away and see if we can't find something like that.
Defensively, Kendra Fortin and Adriana Vandelise both had multiple scoring chances offensively as freshmen. Their instincts are kicking in, aren't they?
They are. Yeah, it was nice to see. We encourage it. We tell them if you make a 3-on-2, a 4-on-2, you got to go. And we need our defense to be active. We need it. We need them to be involved. And again, sometimes it's the timing of it. You got to be able to read through the rush. Sometimes we're taking a bit of a gamble. You're trailing by a goal, you have to. But there was other times that they did a great job jumping up and really creating some good opportunities.
See you tomorrow, Jim.
Thanks, Schulte.
Jim Scanlon, head coach of the Beavers, here on our Paul Bunning Communications postgame show tonight.